my cigarette go out again. I dance with that wind. Tell you about them in the morning. I dance with that wind. Watch my cigarette go out again.
So that's just a little bit of Maggie Cormier. We're going to end with Iko Iko. Before that was Mashiya Lake, Mary Gaucher, Beth McKee for Doug, and Tank and the Bangas. And let's end with this classic Louisiana song.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hey now. Iko Iko Ande, Giacomo Fino Anane, Giacomo Finane.
So,
look at my king all dressed in red. Iko Iko Ande, I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finane, talking about
hey now.
Iko Iko Ande, Giacomo Fino Anane. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about
hey now.
Iko Iko Ande, Giacomo Fino Anane, Giacomo Finane. See that guy all dressed in green, Iko Iko Ande. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Giacomo Finane, talking about
hey now.
Iko Iko Ande, Giacomo Fino Anane, Giacomo Finane. Talking about
hey now.
Iko Iko Ande.
To turn on the light, don't lap in, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought out saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the Bureau Supply for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the rays no more. Like a video film bizarre.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. It's a crash course for the Ravers show, and it will be a great one indeed. The high end are in the building. They're loading in, so it's going to be great. They're going to do a set, and I'm psyched for that. But catching my breath because I just ran up the stairs. I had to let them up the front door. And I got coffee all over my lap. That was fun. Stopped at Dunkin' Donuts on the way in like I usually do and got a large, tall, hot coffee. And about a half hour in, it was in my cup holder. I went to pick it up and coffee was streaming out of it like in a straight stream. It was so weird. And half my cup holder was filled with hot coffee. And my Dodge Challenger, I wasn't too happy about it. I hucked that out the door, wondering what the heck happened. And looked at my cup holder that was just, after I got as much of the coffee out as I could with some paper towels. You know what I think it was, though? I know this is what it must have been. I had a push pin, like a hat pin, that the back end had fallen off on my jacket. It was a Rolling Stones tongue. And I had, I didn't want to lose it because the back was gone. So I took it off my jacket and I put it in one of those cup holders. I think that was sitting with the jack sitting up. And I slammed my coffee right down into it, creating this havoc. And, but no Stones tack to be found, so I think that was still stuck in the bottom of the cup somewhere on the road in Medford down the street. Oh well. It's gonna be a great show. Anyways, we're gonna play some rock and roll, we're gonna play some punk, maybe some glam. What do you want to hear? 855-915-9636 is the number. I'm Brian. Like I said, we have the high end coming up soon. Here's something by The Only Ones. We're MFO.
Then you make the Christmas mistake. suburbs. You're cleaning up his house. You're moving back this summer.
How true. Only one side of my cans are working. I guess I'll have to try and fix that before I lend it to one of you guys, right? Sounds all weird. Yeah, I have a high-end setting up here. What do we have there? Not the tubes, the Stranglers. Yeah, what have we heard so far? Well, we started the show with the Only Ones, Lovers of Today. We heard Power Slut, then the Stranglers there. Kurt from the High End was saying it reminded him of the Tubes, which I agree. So why don't we go there, huh? Hey, it's a crash course for the ravers. We have High End playing live here soon. And it's going to be a good one. So stick around for that. Do you have a request? 855-915-9636. We're MFO.
joints, blowing, smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers. Pack her ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Thank you. everything that you can take her. Well, just you try. Give it a try.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Oh, I did have DJ on the phone to do his yearly predictions, which he promised us. He was on the line on hold, but it looks like he hung up or something. Give us a call, DJ. 855-915-9636. He does this every year, and sometimes they come true. You never know. So stick around for DJ's predictions. Hopefully he'll call back. But he's got to do it before 2 o'clock. Or maybe he'll do it after the band. Because we have the high end setting up. They're going to play at 2 o'clock for us, do a set for us. Stick around for that. Going to play a couple requests for you. I see Ray Paul requested some Ramones. I do a Ramones block every show. So sometime after the band, we'll put that Ray Paul's request in with that. But here's one for Mike Barry. It's Lily Black on MFO Medford. WMFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian, it's DJ.
What's happening, man? Good to hear you. It's been a while.
It's been a great 2017, Brian.
Well, I don't know if it's been great. A lot of, like, my heroes are dying, but other than that, I'm fine. What's going on?
I can't guarantee that they're all going to be left after 2018. I've got some predictions.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. Is Keith finally going to No, I can't say that. What's going on? What's going on this year?
Well, how about we start with celebrity deaths?
Yeah, well, I hope it's someone, not someone I love. What's going on, DJ?
I'm feeling political. I'm not sure John McCain's going to make it through 2018.
Huh. Well, he lived a long life, right? He's up there.
He's 80. Yeah. He's got stage 4 cancer. Sorry, Mr. McCain, you're not going to make it.
That's like kind of a softball, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right.
It is. But on the rock and roll side, sorry to say this, Iggy Pop will not make it through the year.
Do not say that. There you go. Yeah. I didn't want to hear that. That's one of my gods.
Of course.
I have him on my shirt right now, for crying out loud.
Everybody's got an expiration, Brian.
Ugh. Well, we'll play him, and hopefully he'll stick in there. I saw him like a year ago. He looked fine.
He sounds great too.
Yes, he was absolutely wonderful. He was with a guy from that guy.
The guy from Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh my God! You knew exactly what I was thinking of. Yes, trying to think of. I've actually filmed those guys for BCN, and I can never even think of their names. But I like them too. It's kind of sad, but okay.
Yeah,
what are your other predictions?
On the movie side, I got Harrison Ford checking out.
No.
And then on the TV side, for some of the local folks will know this. Natalie Jacobson,
right,
is going to go join Dick Albert and Chet Curtis.
All the big ones.
Yes. I've got some good news.
That's what I want. That's what we want to hear, DJ. Stop bumming us out.
Sports. Patriots win Super Bowl 52.
Well, what do I care about that? No, that's okay. That's great for all the sports fans.
And here's a surprise. Bill Belichick retires.
All right. Does anyone care about that? I'm not into sports at all. So
I know something. You're into money.
Yes.
Stocks are going to finish above 35,000 on the Dow at the end of 2018.
Okay. So I should invest in that? I don't invest in what?
I would invest in Bitcoin. Which
right.
I'm not an investment advisor. I'm just a futurist.
I think you were talking. You know what? I'd say Bitcoin. Yeah, everyone's saying that, but you were predicting that like 2 years ago. Bitcoin.
Well, what I'm going to tell you is it's timing. When it goes below 10,000, buy. When it goes above 15,000, sell.
Right.
Otherwise, stay away from it. And I've got a surprise of next year.
What's going on then?
Prince Harry will not get married.
Wow.
Yes, he will not get married.
Okay. Why? Was he supposed to? I mean, why is that like crazy news?
Haven't you been watching the tabloids? He's engaged to an American actress.
No, I don't watch tabloids at all. Who's he engaged to?
He's engaged to some beautiful black actress from the United States.
Oh, that's racist.
She just spent the holidays with him and bowed to the queen.
Huh? What happened?
She just spent the holidays with the royals and the queen.
Oh, right, right. I did hear that, so...
Good.
I didn't realize she was a woman of color. That's very nice.
Yes, very nice.
It's probably given the queen a heart attack, isn't it?
I think they're quite open-minded over there, Brian.
The royal family?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, that's cool, DJ. Anything else?
Yes, I've got some shocking news.
So, what, did you just swear? That's $40,000, DJ.
What's that?
No, I'm just kidding. What did you say? I didn't understand what you said.
Yes, I've got some shocking news.
Shocking news. Okay.
The U.S. will overwhelm North Korea in a flash strike.
Well, that might need to be done.
It's going to happen.
All right.
And then the final prediction is finally, after long last, there will be confirmation of UFOs in 2018.
This is the news I've been waiting for.
Absolute confirmation.
You know me. I'm an ancient alien theorist or whatever. Been watching too many of those shows.
If you believe it, I do, Brian.
I believe in a lot of things. I believe anything's possible. Let's say that.
And right? Will you share with us what your New Year's resolution is?
I'm actually eating a lot better. I don't know if I made that a resolution, but I might as well because it's here in that time of year. But this is because I want to wear a furry vest with no shirt underneath it on stage.
Yeah.
I gotta get rid of my gut a little.
Yeah. You gotta get some of that Iggy Pop wear.
Yeah. Well, I already got the stuff to wear, but I don't, you know, if I wore it right now, everyone would go, that's pretty funny, Brian.
Yeah. Stick with the German trench coats until you get that six-pack back.
I will. Thank you. I need it in this weather. Are we supposed to get a lot of snow, guys? Can you predict that? Are we getting a lot of snow today, DJ?
I'm not a weatherman. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't watch the weather. Did you guys? Did the high end watch the weather today? You don't know? Nobody knows. I saw some flurries on the way in. I hope we don't get a lot. If you know the weather, I know I'm on the radio and I'm supposed to know, but I don't. I'm not the weatherman. Tell us. 855-915-9636. We're here to rock you out. High end's coming up in 7 minutes. So you done with your predictions for this year, DJ?
I am, Brian, and I want to wish you a prosperous 2018.
Happy New Year, DJ. We look forward to your call next year.
My pleasure.
Thanks, brother. Hopefully I'll see you sooner than that. All right. Bye, man.
See ya.
DJ. All right. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and we have High End coming on soon. And let's listen a little of this first. Some friends of mine from the South Shore, Irresponsibles.
You don't